Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreckengaust and the one and the only Monique Donnelly right here live in studio KKLA. Good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is right out there as far as KKLA listeners. Anyway, welcome to worshipfactory.net.
Yes, welcome. Here we are in another year with seeing what God's doing, and we are already right out of the gate, got some cool things going on. So I want to make sure our listeners understand that we here at Worship Factory are supporting creativity in the body of Christ, but we're encouraging people to find their place of fulfillment in Christ. God Absolutely. Created, gave you gifts. We know that He's distributed gifts and that everybody who breathes, let me just make sure that's clear. If you're breathing, God gave you a gift.
If you're not, God gave you a bigger gift.
Yeah,
and how do you know? How do you know it's a gift? You know what somebody said to me that was really cool is after you're done doing whatever you've done and you feel energized, that's your gift. Like if you're, you know, if you're giving lessons to somebody and then at the end of the day you're just like drained, then that may be not your gift. But if you've been, you know, encouraging and giving lessons to students all day and at the end of the day you're like, yeah, I made a difference on people's lives and that was cool to see that person grow, maybe that's your gift. Maybe you are a teacher.
Maybe my gift is watching football, because after I
watch
a lot of football, I feel energized.
Me too. And Tim Tebow, we still love you. Next year, I can't wait to see you as a commentator. It's awesome. Yeah. We love you, Tim Tebow.
But short no, one-year career.
In all reality, I'm one of those people where I actually – when I get off a stage, like I feel energized, like, yeah, let's do it again. Mm-hmm. I know some people that terrifies them, don't get, you know, they wouldn't even take $1 million to go on stage in front of people. But I love being on stage in front of people. So what is that thing that you that energizes you? You're like, yeah, let's do it again. I could do this all day.
That's
I could do
point.
This forever.
Yeah. Yeah. When it comes to music and worship, I tell you, I could play and sing I don't know how long.
Yeah.
I mean, just nonstop.
We'll see there.
Go
Example.
On forever.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're a creative out there and you may be wondering what we're doing here and what you're doing here, actually go to worshipfactory.net, get connected. It's really important. Often we talk about isolation and the arts, and explore your gifts and share your gifts with us too as well. You can also talk to us about what's going on. Please send us information that's happening with you.
Yeah, we love hearing from you guys.
You know, and what's God's doing in your life and what you know, what's happening in your creative walk and as well as your Christian walk as well, which is really important to us. You know, I was thinking about as we first came into the studio today that, you know, how blessed and fortunate we are that we actually have a radio station that we can actually go to and share this, but also be able to uplift our Lord and Savior, which is just mm-hmm. the coolest thing to be able to mm-hmm. pray. You know, before we get started, we pray here at Worship Factory and KKLA every single session before we get online, whether it's recorded, whether it's live. And it's just the coolest thing to be able to, only in America. Mm-hmm. There's so many countries that you would not be able to do that
right.
or even think about it, but yep. only in America. And right here at KKLA, we love it. And this is our family and our home. We
so
really
thankful.
Like it.
Yes. You know what? I think we ought to do sometime. We ought to like have Terry on the show.
Ooh.
Terry?
You know Terry? You ever heard of him?
Who's Terry?
Oh, Terry Faye?
Yeah. He's kind of an important guy around here at KKLA. I've seen him a couple times.
Vice President. He's the guy with the suit and tie on all the time.
Yes.
That Terry. Yes. What does he do here at KKLA?
You know, I'm not really sure, but I think he like... I don't know. He's like the sheep herder,
I think. He's a muckety-muck.
You know, everybody else sort of bows down when he comes walking around. So he's definitely the guy, that's for sure.
He's Art's boss. That's all we know.
He's the employee of the year's boss. But we are going to hit Terry up for Art, special gift or two. But, you know, just from us here at Worship
Yeah,
Country.
We'll embarrass him.
That'll
on
be
the
fun
air.
To pick his brain.
Yeah, actually, we are going to try to get him in for a segment because this man is not only musical and creative, but he also manages all of these operations, five stations here
at
the Salem Broadcasting location here where KKLA is located. So,
well, and you mentioned that often, Rod, where, you know, yes, we are, you know, a resource for Christian creatives. And a lot of times people just assume that's, you know, a singer, a dancer, an actor, whatever. But as you mentioned a lot, Rod, you know, the creativity also shows up in business. You know, you're always creatively, problem solving.
Absolutely.
You're always using creativity as a way to manage your day. And so it'll be fun
Even engineers can be creative.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, I know that
wow.
goes against everybody's
Could you say
thinking.
That again? Hold on.
Yeah. Even engineers
wow.
can be creative.
That's amazing.
My daughter-in-law is an engineer, works at JPL, and I've seen her like once or twice be creative. It was really cool.
Yeah. Wow. So our engineer can be creative too then, right? That's
Don't
what you're saying.
People in boxes.
So art can be creative.
Absolutely.
Wow. And you're listening to KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Worship Factory Radio with Rod Kempton and Monique right here in studio. And Art, our wonderful engineer head of the family right here, and employee of the year still right here at KKLA, still. Which is just
in
amazing.
My heart, always employee of the year.
He will be employee of life for us right here. He saves our life literally every single week. Thank God for art, no doubt about it. And another thing we just had another live show not too long ago, which was really cool.
With Dan Franklin.
Dan Franklin, that was awesome.
The author of and singer on our lead-in song.
Right, which we're doing more of, yes.
Yes. This is coming next week, actually, the following week. Not this Saturday, but the following Saturday, we'll go live again on the 28th.
And so. You're out there listening to the show this Saturday. Give us some feedback. We'd love to know what you think about the show, and especially our live show. This is a chance for you to call in and talk to these artists. Mm-hmm. We make them completely accessible to you. So we'd love to have you share with them and give them lots of questions that are difficult to answer. Boxers or briefs is one of them.
Or not.
And, you know, these are important questions that we need to ask.
Or not.
So,
especially our exposed segment with John and Mariana.
Yeah, that's
get right to the heart of it.
Question.
Those two. That's the younger generation, as we call them. Oh, those kids, since they call us the older generation. You know, what's really cool at worshipfactory.net, too, is that we're actually seeing people come from all over the world being the internet again. We were just, John and I were just talking coming in. It was just this, another member has just joined from Nigeria. And
oh,
it's,
no way.
It's like, yeah.
I didn't
and
even
I'm
know
like
that.
Going,
that's awesome.
Okay, Nigeria, Scotland, UK.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Haiti. I mean, where do you want to be from? You know, it's like, okay,
God
Australia. I mean, it's like,
web.
Where? You, it's just incredible that the reach, and you don't even know it. And all of a sudden, somebody's a member, and you go, how did they hear,
right.
you know, about this in that far? I mean, I know they're not picking up the radio. I mean, we love Salem Broadcasting. We love this station. I'm sure we got a huge signal right here at KKLA, but I don't know it's reaching Nigeria. I'm not sure.
Wow, that's a push.
Yeah, it may
I
be.
Love the World
Wide Web. But here's the key. And so listening to this show, you were wondering, okay, that's great. Worship Factory, they're doing a great thing. It's probably really cool. You need to understand what we're here for is to help you become what we're doing, not Worship Factory, but find your place, mm-hmm. your calling and your ministry. Mm-hmm. Kimpton and I got thrown together. God gave us a vision, and out of that was birthed Worship Factory and a whole ministry and a whole new thing, totally created, something out of nothing. I'm saying to you, if you're hearing me, you need to hear it. Mm-hmm. You have something.
That's right.
God wants to propel in your life. Mm-hmm. And you just need to surrender to the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Let God lead you in that. Not be afraid. And we're here to help coach you and encourage you in that process of discovery and realization.
And Rod, you've been using the word faithful lately, and just with us Worship Factory family, we've been throwing around these verses about, you know, being faithful and
right.
That's such a huge part of, you know, taking your gifts. How are you being faithful? Are you volunteering at church? Are you mentoring? How are you being faithful with your gift?
Right. I want to comment because the thing that strikes me is the whole world of artists and creatives that we're talking about and reaching out to. The problem with them is historically they are the most flaky, undependable.
Wow.
Group. And so even in church, you know, you'll talk to your pastor and say, you know, we want to kind of minister to your creative people at your church. And he goes, oh, those guys. You know? Yeah,
oh,
you
no.
can have them, you know.
Oh.
It's like, but, no, it's because they're really, you know what I'm saying? They won't show up on time.
Yeah.
Worship team, they're always late, you know, and they're all sitting off in a corner by themselves. They don't associate with the rest of the congregation. All of these, you know, things that we think about creatives and artists. Well, God's calling artists and creatives in the kingdom to be faithful.
Preach.
And here's the point is what God wants us to be is all based on his character and what he does.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
God's not asking us to be anything more than what he's put in us. Faithfulness is a part of the work of God in a believer.
And can I just say firsthand, I'm not by any means perfect by any standard, but—
Wait, you're not? Hold on.
Well, surprise, surprise.
That's Monique Donnelly, Raj. We're talking about Monique Donnelly.
But those times when I am faithful, I can tell you firsthand— God always rewards.
Yeah.
And I don't care if it's, you know, I didn't get as much sleep as I thought because I was being diligent working on something. The next day, I'm not tired. Like, there have been time and time where I have decided, okay, I am going to be disciplined. I am going to be faithful with this and sacrifice something. And God always makes up for it. And he's always there to meet my need when I am faithful.
That's great.
And you're listening to Worship Factory, KKLA 99.5 FM with Kimpton, Rod, and Monique. You know, we're talking about creatives and creative arts and you know, one of the other things is, like Rod just was alluding to, that, you know, who would have thought that they would have used, the Lord wanted to use Rod and I. I mean, so in what we've been called to, it's amazing that we didn't have this in our mindset that it was going to go out there and do, we become a worship factory and a website and a radio
right.
station. God just said, this is where I want you. And this is the person I want you to do it with. And here's another person that I want you right. to do it with. And all of a sudden, the domino effect, because the Lord already has the plan mapped out. Mm-hmm. Often, we just don't want to listen. We just don't want to listen, or we think we're not good enough, or maybe we think it's another path we're supposed to be taking. So we're going in a different direction, and all of a sudden, we find ourselves at 360 to somewhere else, you know, or a total 180. And it's just, it's unbelievable to me that God can use you at wherever you're at, and He can use you to be able to do things that are mighty in such a way that it's staggering of what His potential is in your life.
You know, I know we're going to have to close out this segment pretty soon, but I want us to get into that a little bit more, because the basic principle is, if somebody came and offered you $1 million and all the answers to every problem in your life, you'd gladly take it.
Mm.
God's got a plan for our lives,
Amen.
And yet we're reluctant mm. and hesitant. And it's like, why do we do that? So I've actually got some thoughts and scriptures that we can explore on that. We can get into that maybe in another segment.
Yeah, be thinking about that. And if you're out there just driving down the street, and we're going to actually get Terry Fay, Vice President, General Manager right here, KKLA and Salem Broadcasting, back in this next segment. And you're listening to Worship Factory, KKLA 99.5 FM on your dial. Stay tuned, stay connected, get connected at worshipfactory.net, which is critical for you and for us. And we want to hear what you're doing, what you want to do, and sort of how we can support you. God bless you, and we will talk to you in our next segment with Terry Fay, Vice President, General Manager of Salem Broadcasting.
Everybody's watching now, and you don't know where your next move is taking you, or where you need to go. You see, you lost your way back there a ways, and can't seem to find a reason for remembering how you lost track of time. You've got to slow it down, running on empty now. You've got to slow it down. Stop and take a look around. You got devils in the distance watching you sleep, and they're running around with the friends you keep. You've got to slow it down. You see, it gets a bit heavy.